We've got quite a little gem today. Friday, May 21st, 2021, break out your fitness. Here we go. Interval training. Fun for the whole family. Four intervals. Better than five, right? Four intervals, each for time of seven deadlifts, the world's favorite movement, at 70% of your one rep max, right into 20 innocent medicine ball cleans, 20-pound ball for the men, 14-pound ball for women. Set the ball down, get in your friend and mine, the rower, and then pull a challenging 15 calories for men, 10 calories for women. That's it. Couldn't be simpler. Seven deads at 70%, 20 medicine ball cleans, and then some calories in the rower. That's one interval. You're going to do a 1-to-2 to a 1-to-3 work-to-rest ratio between each one of those four intervals. So what that means is, let's say that going through the interval takes you 3.5 minutes. Well, a 1-to-2 work-to-rest ratio would mean you would rest 7 minutes before you started the next interval. It sounds like a lot, but it's actually what your body needs physiologically to go ahead and hit the next interval with an appropriate level of intensity. But most people don't rest enough. So I encourage you, take the 1-to-2 work-to-rest ratio and then get after it again. I think you'll be happy that you did. Everything in that ideally will be just steady, just smooth and steady. You know, those seven deadlifts, especially if you took the rest that you needed, should be able to be done in one set. And even if you're doing dead stop deadlifts, a quick reset each time, but it's a nice cadence. The 20 medicine ball cleans, it would be great if those were one continuous unbroken set. They're going to burn. Not going to lie to you. That little innocent 20-pound, 14-pound ball is going to burn. And then when you hop in the rower, that's what makes the workout or doesn't make the workout. If you casually row, you're going to wonder what the big deal about interval training is. If you push the row really tough and challenging and hard, then the intensity will be brought, the interval will come to fruition. So it's kind of a choose your own adventure today. We also have it as a two-person team version where it's four rounds for time. Partner A will do one interval, and then partner B will do an interval. So you're getting a 1-to-1 work-to-rest ratio there, which is not, it's not, resting less doesn't make it a harder workout. It just makes it different. I encourage everyone, take the 1-to-2 work-to-rest ratio if you're doing the individual. Don't shortchange the rest. We've got calorie conversions in case you're using a variety of bikes or rowers or ski ergs or aerodynes. We've got you covered there. We've got a video on how to approach heavy days. So, you know, we're building up to a good set today. So go ahead and enjoy that video. It's Lynchpin Conversations number 113. That'll give you some good insight that you can apply to all future heavy days as well. We have a video showing the deadlift, the med ball clean, and rowing. Super fitness robot time for this. 2 minutes and 15 seconds or less. Whew, that is not going to be me. I am not very fast on the rower, but some people are going to beat this up. More likely time, anywhere from 3 minutes and 30 seconds or less. Scaled option, still four intervals, still each for time. Work-rest ratio stays the same. Still seven deadlifts at 70% because it's relative. It's based upon your one rep max, so 70% of your one rep. But then 15 med ball cleans instead of 20. And we lowered the loading, 14-pound ball for men, 10 for women. And then we lowered the number of calories on the rower so you can keep the intensity up. 12 calories for men, 9 for women. And then, of course, we have a two-person team version made the same way. Limited equipment option, four intervals each for time. Listen to this. I mean, this is just, if this doesn't sound like fun, I don't know what does. Four intervals each for time, 25 dumbbell deadlifts, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, right into 10 dumbbell hang squat cleans with those same dumbbells, set them down on the ground, 200-meter foot sprint. Wow, that sounds amazing. Then, of course, a two-person team version. We have a video showing the dumbbell deadlift as well as the dumbbell hang squat cleans. No equipment workout today. 4 intervals, each for time, 20 glute bridges, 20 meters of a walking lunge, 20 burpees, bang, 200-meter foot sprint. Same work-rest ratio, also with a two-person team version. Video showing the walking lunge and the burpee. Optional accessory work for the day. Linchpin low ring muscle-ups. Accumulate 10 to 20 reps using as little leg as possible. We have a video showing that. And then your friend and mine, the Bulgarian split squat. 2 to 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg. Video showing that. Just a horrifically challenging movement, but as horrifically challenging as it is, it's also equally beneficial. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch, the glute stretch, doing each of those for a couple minutes, video showing them, and then a foam roller for the back and lats, but of course you can foam roll darn near your whole body, and we've got a video showing the foam roller. I hope you loved the interval training. I'll see you back here to close out the week tomorrow.